Listen to part of a talk in a geology class.
So, last time we talked about how the Earth was formed. Today we're going to talk about Earth's atmosphere. Did you know that our current atmosphere is actually, in a sense, Earth's third atmosphere?
Really? What were the first and second atmospheres like?
Well, the first atmosphere was full of hydrogen and helium. Now, over time, this atmosphere gradually dissipated, so the Earth had no atmosphere at all. There were no gases surrounding the planet, but there were still gases trapped inside the Earth. And they got emitted every now and again through volcanic activity. This process, where gases from the planet's interior are emitted, that's called outgassing. Wait a minute, did I say now and again? Actually, there was a lot of volcanic activity during this period of Earth's history, and that's how we got our second atmosphere. So stuff like carbon dioxide and water vapor were released from the planet, and these gases created the second atmosphere. And nitrogen. There was nitrogen in the second atmosphere.
That sounds a lot different from the composition of the atmosphere today. The third atmosphere. Now it's something like 80% nitrogen and 20% oxygen. You didn't even mention oxygen in the second atmosphere.
Good point. There was hardly any oxygen during that time. I should point out, by the way, that there's more than just nitrogen and oxygen in our atmosphere today. We've also got a little argon and a little carbon dioxide. But back to the point about oxygen. Knowing what you know about oxygen, where do you guess it would have come from?
Plants? The process of photosynthesis turns carbon dioxide into oxygen.
Very good. And over time, carbon dioxide levels decreased greatly, while oxygen levels increased greatly. How did that happen? Well, I'm not going to get into the chemistry of it, but oxygen was created in small amounts through the process of photolysis, and that's... Does anyone know? That's decomposition of molecules caused by light, actually. Interesting, huh? So, photolysis was the first stage of oxygen production in Earth's atmosphere. Ultraviolet light, and maybe lightning, we're not sure, but... And I'm putting this in very basic terms here. But ultraviolet light essentially split water vapor and carbon dioxide molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. Of course, the amount of oxygen created through photolysis, well, it was really a very small concentration, but it was a first step. Next, we had the appearance of ozone, which is made when ultraviolet radiation changes oxygen in the atmosphere. I think all of you know this, but I'll mention it anyway. Oxygen is O2, and ozone is O3. Got it? Once we had ozone, this made it possible for life to move out of the sea and onto the land, and that's when we started to see the first plants on land, around maybe 400 million years ago. At this point, plant photosynthesis really started to generate a lot of oxygen, and that explains, as I was saying earlier, how it is that levels of carbon dioxide have decreased so much and oxygen levels have increased so much. So, if there aren't any questions, I'd like to move on to...
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.